Did this presidential election cost you your relationship? It's Anna and Raven. So Lil Wayne's support of President Trump may have cost him his girlfriend. Lil Wayne is a rapper, and the rumor has it that, when he posted a picture of himself with President Trump and supporting him, that his girlfriend, model Denise Badeau, dumped him right after. And then she wrote on her Instagram before she deleted the entire account, sometimes love just isn't enough. I mean, that's kind of, I was like, wow.
It's cold, man.
Yeah, but I noticed something really interesting at the polls yesterday. I had about a 45-minute wait, so I'm standing there by myself in line, and you know, I'm kind of looking around, and you observe people, you people watch.
Sure, of course.
Especially at the polls. It's fascinating.
Right.
And what I noticed was there was a lot of couples there, and there were couples holding hands, and there was couples, like, staying close together for warmth because it was kind of cold.
Romance at the polls.
Yeah. And my husband and I have never voted together because we are on opposite ends of the ticket. So to me, this seemed so foreign to me that all these people would use this as like a date to go vote.
Well, not everybody is, like, you know, you said, divided about you.
Well, when you and your wife go vote together, you guys vote the same? Do you always vote the same?
Well, she asks me, which is a funny thing. She always asks me who I'm going to vote for.
Yeah.
And I tell her, we're usually of the same thinking, I would think. I mean, at times when she first, so I always voted. My wife did not vote before. All right. And so she's only voted in the end since we've been together, basically, at that point. So it's like 13, 14 years at this point. So 2-3 elections, presidential and, you know, a bunch of other local ones or whatever. So she typically asks me. But, you know, it's really just about whatever issues that we care about. If she's got an issue that she's heard one of them talk about and she identifies with that, then she doesn't care what I'm doing.
Okay.
Other than that. You know, she just kind of thinks a lot of it is financial, you know, who we're going to vote for.
When my husband purposely did not tell me what political side he stood on when we were dating. And
right.
Even not until we were married for like over 10 years did I actually find out, which is crazy to me in retrospect.
The only secret he has from you.
It really is. And I remember being shocked about it. And I started thinking about it. I go, if I knew at the time when my husband and I started dating,
right,
that he had such opposite views from me, would I have stayed with him?
Mm.
And that's a really good question because I don't know the answer. But when it comes to this election, I have to be honest with you. For the first time ever, it's worked opposite for us. Usually we'll get into like a little bit of heated arguments, you know?
Sure.
But not this time. This time it was actually brought us closer together because he helped me understand the other side. And like,
did he?
Yeah. Did he change my mind? I mean, please. No.
I mean, right. No. Knowing you. No, not at all.
But
right.
It did like open up like different ways of thinking, which I thought was really beneficial. So in my experience, this presidential election actually strengthened my relationship.
It brought you together.
Right. Did I do everything in my power to try to prevent him to vote yesterday? Yes. But
in your view, you feel like it brought you closer.
Yeah. Next, while we wait to see who the president will be, if you could choose any movie president to be our real president, who would you choose? Each state's choice coming up in 10 minutes with Anna and Raven. While we just wait and wait for all these votes to be tabulated so we can figure out who our president is going to be, here's the bigger question. If you could choose any fictional movie or TV president to be our president of the United States of America, who would it be?
Yeah, that's the thing. Those polls have already closed, all right? We've already got our clear favorites on that one.
It's Anna and Raven. They did. They polled the entire country asking what fictional president would you have.
Mm-hmm.
Both Connecticut and New Jersey chose President James Marshall, who's Harrison Ford from Air Force One.
I mean, he's tough. He's handsome. What's not to like?
I come to you with a pledge to change America's policy. Never again will I allow our political self-interest to deter us from doing what we know to be morally right. Atrocity and terror are not political weapons. And to those who would use them, your day is over.
Don't mess with his wife. Don't mess with his kid. Don't mess with his plane.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford, don't mess around.
New York, they went in a completely opposite direction. They chose President Jed Bartlett from the West Wing, Martin Sheen.
Oh.
I wish I could spend more than a few minutes with you, but the polls don't close in the East for another hour. There are plenty of election results still left to falsify.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's likable, but he's likable in the fact that he's more revealing in the fact that he could be dirty.
A majority of the country outside of the tri-state chose Bill Pullman, who was President Whitmore on Independence Day.
I mean, it's all about the speech, Anna Zapp.
4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Why do you feel like we have to yell after that? You hear that, and everybody just immediately yells, yeah!
4th of July, they're climbing in their jets, they're going to fight aliens, Will Smith is somewhere. I mean, it's just exciting in general.
If you could choose any fictional TV or movie president to be our nation's president right now, who would you choose?
That's easy. Morgan Freeman, every single time. That guy is fantastic. This isn't even one of my favorite scenes from Deep Impact.
Now listen, young lady, this is a presidential favor. I'm letting you go because I don't want another headache. And I'm trusting you because I know what this can do for your career. It might seem that we have each other over the same barrel, Miss Lerner, but it just seems that way.
It just seems that way. He just told you off and threatened you presidentially without sounding like a thug. He's gangsta.
Can I tell you something?
He's promised? So gangsta.
You're not going to judge me.
But what's that?
So I've never seen any of those movies.
What are you seeing? First off, one of them's a TV show.
Never.
West Wing was on for like, I don't even know how many years.
I've never seen it.
It wasn't a short amount of time. The show was on and popular.
I was trying to think about like, what's my problem?
Independence Day?
Never saw Independence Day.
What?
I don't know what my problem is. I think that like, to me, I just don't find those kind of movies interesting. I don't know. I don't know what my problem is. But I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, okay, I have to choose a fictional person to be my president.
Right. And given the fact that you haven't watched anything political before ever or about alien attack, you came up with.
I came up with Robin Williams as Teddy Roosevelt from Night at the Museum.
Okay, right.
Theodore Roosevelt, 26th president of these United States of America, at your service. Ha ha! Pleasure to meet you, Lawrence Daley. You'll have to excuse me, though. The hunt is afoot.
I mean, that's a great representation of Robin Williams. It's not a great representation of Teddy Roosevelt, I'm guessing.
I believe I asked Raven earlier this morning, is it true that Teddy Roosevelt had a crush on Pocahontas like in the movie?
She asked me if that was a real thing, and I had to assure her that Night at the Museum 1 and 2, neither of those are documentary films or just one. Also, Independence Day asked me the same question about that. I said, no, it's not a documentary about how we handled the aliens when they arrived.
Not my proudest moment.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Please don't judge me, Raven.
Okay. That's what I'm here for.
I call it the devil on my shoulder. Every once in a while, something will cross my mind, and it's like, it's so ridiculous, and it's so outlandish, and all I can say is, like, it's the devil. And I'll say to myself in my head, go away, devil. Get out of my head.
It seems like a little bit much.
I mean, I'm like a crazy person.
Okay, what happened?
So I go to vote, and I wait 45 minutes in line. And it's okay. I'm there for it. You know, this is my duty as an American. So I'm waiting. And finally, it's my turn. I'm so excited. And I have my ballot, and I go to the spot. And, you know, I get the marker. And first of all, they attached our markers with pieces of string. So some places were giving away pens so that you didn't have to reuse pens.
That was supposed to be the plan, but not everybody had that many pens.
No, I guess not, because, you know, I couldn't steal that pen because it was clearly tied with a string. Anyway, I go to fill everything in, and I know exactly who I'm going to vote for.
Right.
And then out of the corner of my eye, I see write-in option, where you could write in your choice.
Right.
All I wanted to do was write Kanye West. I don't know why it came into my head.
Yeah.
I don't know what would possess me to do something. From all the reports I'm reading, Kanye West voted for himself, but his wife, Kim Kardashian, even did not.
It doesn't look like she did.
No, she voted for Biden.
Imagine explaining that when you get home.
Yeah. But it was in my hand, and I could feel my hand starting to shake. It was like, just write Kanye West.
Right.
Just write. I just want to say I voted for Kanye West, and I don't want to vote for Kanye West.
Right.
Of course I don't want to vote for Kanye West. Who in the right mind wants to vote for Kanye West for president? But I almost did it. But then, you know what happened?
What?
The angel on the other shoulder said to me, ignore the devil, write Bugs Bunny. Does that even make sense?
You feel like that would be better.
I feel like, well, it feels a little third grade. Yeah, I was like, it's funnier.
But I mean, that's the thing is, who's reading that? Like, you imagine somebody reading that and getting a good giggle out of it, but who's actually reading it?
Then, finally, when I pulled myself together, voted the right way, and left with my head hung in shame, I got outside. I go, that goes right through a machine. So even if I write something in, if anybody writes it in, who is even reading that?
Well, I think they flag it and put it to the side. The machine does or whatever. But yeah, it's possible.
And that marker was so felt tipped, I wouldn't have been able to write it all in one square.
That's true. It's a small square.
Yeah.
So how do you fit it in there? That's true. There's probably better choices, though.
Who would you write in for your write-in vote if you weren't going to choose any of the
options?
You
know, if I was really thinking about the good of the country, the only person I could really choose with faith would be like my mother. Although I'm pretty sure she voted opposite of me this time. I think I saw some stuff on social media that indicated that she went the other way. Of course, then I wouldn't want to give her up, you know, to actually do the job.
Yeah.
But could you imagine my mom winning presidency of the United States and then she'd have like her grown man son moving into the White House? You'd see me like pushing my like PS4 up on a rack with some, you know, like different stuff, my clothes, my laundry being thrown down the West Wing hall to somebody saying, take care of that.
You know what?
I'd be like the grown kid that just never moved out of the house.
I love your mom, Maria. You're right. I should have voted for her for president yesterday.
Would have been a good choice, you know?
Next, it's Wellness Wednesday. How do you deal with all the stress of the day? One hack actually is something that probably made you smile as a kid and you never thought about it. It's coming up in 10 minutes with Anna and Raven.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
They're saying this week is going to be one of the most stressful weeks in people's lives. Seems a little extreme to me. But what we do here is we try to relax everybody and we do things that are healthy and good for you.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be one of the worst weeks of my life or anything like that. But I got to tell you, man, I feel a little, my stomach is doing some tumbling this morning here. I just want it all to be over.
All right. Well, we're going to help that out. And here we go. This is how we're going to de-stress today, and you can do it as well.
This exercise will teach you how to gain control of your stressful energy when it gets too high to handle.
Is it too hot to handle, Raven?
Oh, it's definitely too hot to handle.
All right.
100%.
Sit tall. Now imagine that you can look up and see the sky. And up in the sky, way up in the sky, is a balloon.
Surprise! That's why we have giant balloons in the studio right now.
I was wondering, because it's definitely not my birthday.
Yep.
It's nice that they come with a clip on here now. You can just clip them to anything you want.
Yeah, these are special balloons. All right, so here's the thing.
On my belt.
You don't have to have a balloon. You can visualize a balloon.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Raven and I are a little bit elementary. We figured it'd probably just be easier to actually have balloons here in the studio.
Absolutely. I'm visualizing it by looking at it, and it's above me.
Keep the picture of the balloon in your mind. The balloon's string reaches all the way down to your hands. Hold on to the string.
Raven, hold on to the string.
Yep, that's no problem.
You got it? You got the string?
I got it.
I like my string.
Okay. Well, okay. If you jerk on the balloon, then it's not very relaxing.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now try to bring your balloon down. Be careful to go slowly. You don't want the fragile string to break.
I don't know about your string, but my string is pretty solid.
It's
I'm
rugged.
Not sure it's going to break.
It's a ribbon, really. It's not really a string. I'm more worried about the tape connector than anything, to tell you the truth.
I mean, since when do strings on balloons break? Like, you have to be really rough with it. But, all right, we got the string.
Kids lose balloons all the time, though, but I blame their hands.
Yeah, they fly away. That's why you tie it to a kid's wrist, which, FYI, always makes me nervous because I'm afraid I'm going to cut off the circulation in their wrist when I do that.
Don't go so tight, man.
Yeah, I know, but then it gets loose.
But then you could lose
right
the balloon. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It's big choices. Yeah.
Some other strings might be longer or shorter than yours, and that's okay.
My string is better than
Wait
yours.
Wait a minute. Is this...
My string is so much better than your balloon string.
All right. Relax yourself.
I mean, they look the same, but my string is clearly superior than
All
your
right.
string.
Let's not demasculate a gentleman out here who thinks his string is ample and more than enough to satisfy the balloon and the carrying of the balloon.
Okay.
Just bring it down at your speed. Focus on your balloon.
My balloon is better than your balloon.
Why are you doing the rivalry thing?
I just feel like we have
a satisfying balloon that I have over here. It's very good.
As long as you're okay with the fact that mine is better than yours.
You can actually hold the balloon between your hands.
Oh, here we go.
Notice if you can feel the balloon in your hands.
I can definitely
Why are you being so aggressive with your balloon? I can feel it.
You're right, she did say this.
Be gentle.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna be gentle. Hold your balloon. Hold your balloon.
I'm holding it.
These balloons are nice.
They are.
Are you feeling de-stressed? I'm feeling a little de-stressed. I kind of like my superior balloon.
I was feeling really good until you started tearing on me.
My balloon fell off.
About my balloon size and amplitude and then its rivers.
Quality.
Right. Other than that, I was doing great.
Imagine that with your next out breath, you can open your hands and release your balloon. Let it go.
Let it go, let it go. Ready? On a count of three, let's let our balloons go.
One, I already let it go. Hold on. Here we go.
One, two, three. Release our balloons. That was satisfying.
It was less relaxing once it hit the ceiling. But.
Yeah. Well, we're going to bring you back to reality, and we're going to re-stress you, because the big question is, when are we going to have the results of the election? It's coming up in 10 minutes with Anna and Raven. Felt like it was eerily quiet yesterday in a lot of ways. Like, the polling places were kind of somber. Everybody was orderly, but here we are, and it's the waiting game that everyone kind of expected would happen at this point.
And still yet people are anxious and going, what? Really? How long does it take to count some votes?
Exactly. It's Anna and Raven. President Donald Trump, he said this last night.
Frankly, we did win this election. We will win this, and as far as I'm concerned, we already have won.
So basically he's saying he already won the election. And then Vice President Joe Biden said this.
You know, we could know the results as early as tomorrow morning, but it may take a little longer. As I've said all along, it's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people. Keep the faith, guys. We're going to win this.
Well, you know, we've seen over the last couple elections, right? Sometimes people felt like they conceded the race too quickly. Other times court cases did come up. You remember Al Gore and George Bush.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of knew that it was going to drag out and happen. I don't think a lot of people expected it to be quite this close. And now we're waiting to find out what are these few key states.
Yeah.
We keep hearing that term. What's going to happen? And I'm looking at the numbers here, Anna, and it's really close.
So what states are we waiting for? And now everything I understand is that the voting recounts in a lot of these states starting at 8 a.m. So
yeah,
between
yeah.
8 and 9 a.m., that's maybe when there's going to be some action a little bit later on.
So depending on who you're looking at and who you're talking to or getting your information from, there's a couple different totals that they have out there, estimations of electoral votes that have already been allotted. So
okay.
Fox and the AP put it at 238 electoral votes right now for Joe Biden. It looks like with 213 for President Trump currently at this time.
Okay.
If you go over to CNN is listing it as 224 for Biden and 213 for President Trump. So it looks like they have not called Arizona yet for Joe Biden, although Fox is basically saying that it looks like Arizona is going to Joe Biden. So here are the states that we're waiting on. Nevada is leaning right now towards Democrat. There is 67% of the vote in, with Joe Biden up just slightly on Donald Trump in that regard. We're talking about 8,000 votes, when over half a million, over a million and a quarter votes cast so far. Wisconsin is leading to Joe Biden. Same thing, very slim margin here. Again, it looks like about another 8,000 votes, given the fact that there's somewhere over 3 million plus of votes that have already been placed. It's very close. Michigan right now is leading to Donald Trump. Again, very close race. And then the same thing. It looks like it's really going to come down to Pennsylvania and North Carolina, Georgia. Nobody would be surprised Georgia goes to President Trump.
Right.
But North Carolina seems to be in play, in Pennsylvania too, although right now they're both leading towards the president.
You know, it comes down to it being so close. And when are you finally going to be able to have an answer? Because some people are saying days, like maybe today. Everyone's like, okay, today we're going to find out. But the truth is that it could be like a week. And if there's like lawsuits, then forget it.
Right. North Carolina is 94% in and counted, supposedly. But if you look at Pennsylvania, just 64% at this time.
Yeah, so it's going to be a really long day, really long. And those counter people, you better get them some coffee, because they're going to be up all day
long. Just up there walking around those maps back and forth. When they go back and forth to 2016 and 2020, my head just starts spinning.
Yeah. Coming up, how much money do you actually make when you're president? And is it worth it? 10 minutes with Anna and Raven. Obviously, being the president of the United States of America is one of the most respected and prestigious jobs in the entire world. But financially, is it worth it? It's Anna and Raven. As we wait this morning for more votes to be calculated, more results to come in, you wonder, would you even really want to be president? Right? Like, think about it. 1-800-330-9999. What job did you have that wasn't worth the money you were paid?
I'll tell you what, I changed oil one time during the summer.
Yeah.
And when you're down in one of those oil changing bays, like an instant oil change or whatever, a Valvoline shop or whatever, and it's 100 degrees out there, it's like 120 down there in the basement, and you're just covered in grease and oil and sweat. And it's gross, man. It was rough. I was definitely not paid enough.
Yeah. The president is paid $400,000 every year, which is, let's be honest, a lot of money.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, and on top of that, they receive an extra $50,000 for expenses. Then they get a $100,000 non-taxable travel account for all their traveling.
Okay.
And $19,000 for entertainment. And I'm not really sure what that entails.
I mean, you have a bowling alley, a movie theater in the White House, right? And all the celebs want to be your friend. Entertainment shouldn't cost you all that much.
So I was thinking about it. Like, don't get me wrong. To me, that is a monumental sum of money.
Sure.
But is it worth it to have the Secret Service watch your kids every step? Every time you leave your home, you have to wonder, is somebody out to get me?
Sure.
So much hate on Twitter. All those trolls are not happy with you no matter what you do.
Yeah, I mean, all those things are kind of petty given to the fact that you're also, you know, balancing the stress of leading the free world.
And knowing about every terrible thing that's happening and, like, people that want to do bad things to all your fellow, like, countrymen.
Well,
like,
okay.
Is it worth it? Who wants to be president?
Somebody wants that job. Somebody's got to have that job.
I was thinking about, like, what did I not get paid enough to do? And I remember I used to work at a lottery store, like a convenience store.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to have to, you know, give all the lottery tickets.
Of course.
And I used to get paid $9 an hour.
Oof.
Which, at the time, when I was like 20 years old,
seemed like a lot.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
Yeah, I'm getting rich.
But I'll never forget, there was like three or four instances where I put the wrong number in and they didn't check their tickets.
Oh,
this one lady worked at the grocery store next door. I will never forget it. And she played the same numbers every single day. Every day she played the same numbers.
Tell me you missed the number.
I missed the number.
And it came out. Oh, no.
And I'll never forget it because she came in the next day and her face was like you could see she had been crying. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Now, obviously, it's quote unquote her fault because she didn't check the tickets. But I felt so bad, literally for the rest of my life.
Right. I mean, how much money was on the line? Was she playing like Play 4?
It was Play 4.
Like, okay, good.
It was like $4,000.
Yeah, it's still a good amount of money. And you know, when you need it.
Yeah, and I'll never forget it. And I remember thinking at that point, I quit the following week. I go, I am not paid enough to do this job.
Did you quit before you saw her again after that evening?
No, I waited an entire week because like I had to really think about it morally. But what is the job that you had that wasn't worth the money you were paid? 1-800-330-9999. Your calls and texts in 10 minutes. And we wait. Who is going to be president of the United States of America? And the bigger question is, would you even want that job? It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What job did you have that wasn't worth the money you were paid? We are curious. The president of the United States makes $400,000 a year, and then he gets about another $180,000 for travel, entertainment, and expenses. Is it worth it for the amount of stress on you, your family, everything that goes along with it?
Listen, I get to go to the Super Bowl. I get to go to the World Series. I get to go to all these things if I want to. I'm the president.
And your child needs to have 24/7 security details. Is it worth it?
That's all right.
But what was the job that you had that was not financially worth it? Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
I worked as a scarecrow in a haunted house, or actually in the corn maze of a haunted house. And I definitely wasn't paid enough to do that with how many people you scare and actually hate you during that. So you're out in the cold for the entire time.
That is serious.
I feel like there's not a lot of money for the crew in a haunted house thing because there are so many people out there, right? There are so many members of the crew. And you got to get dressed. You got to get, you know, if it's not.
But they're beating her.
No, but
that's
if the payment is not
here,
in
even.
The thrills of you scaring people, right, then yeah, you know, you're not going to be paid very well in that regard.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I would just sit down. I would just sit down and lay on the floor and be like, this scarecrow ain't down.
But this is why you get really scary, right? Because you become jaded by the people that have been assaulting you walking through. That's how you up your scares. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to hit this person with a 2x4.
Right.
And this time it's a real 2x4.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job did you have that wasn't worth the money you were paid?
I worked at a bank. It was the worst job ever.
Yeah, what did you really despise about the job?
Dude, the overdraft fees. These people used to come in acting like it was my fault.
Right.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, no, I can't stand the fees
count.
Either. No, it's true. No, I can't trust fees. I can't stand fees either. But overdraft fees, you know that you failed somewhere along the line in your balancing forte. And, yeah, you want to blame somebody, but you're right. It isn't your fault.
She said it's not my fault. You can't count.
Right. No, it's fair enough. You're right.
Anna and Raven, what job did you have that wasn't worth it?
I worked for a pizzeria, and I was 14 years old. I made $2.75 an hour. My job was to vacuum the dining room with one of those old carpet dusters, and then I had to wash dishes all day long.
Yeah, they work you. My first job ever was dishwasher in a Chinese restaurant. It was filthy.
Not worth the money. Anna and Raven, what was the job that was not worth the money you had?
Working retail.
Yeah, retail is tough. I mean, you either love it or you come to hate it and despise it. What were you doing in retail?
So I was a cashier and then eventually lead cashier. But basically, I was doing the job of one or two managers and getting paid as an associate. I made like $13 an hour.
Yeah.
I used to work at this store called Britches. I don't know if you remember it. It was a store that was around a long time ago. I used to work there in high school. And turned out that our manager, the store manager, and I worked in a mall at this Britches, was embezzling tens of thousands of dollars.
Nice.
And he would bring me all over the place with him because he was using me as a pawn.
Oh, you were an accomplice.
Yeah. I had no idea. Obviously, they figured it out when they came in to arrest him. But the whole thing went down. Like, they came in with, like, police and swarmed
to the hotel room where you guys were staying?
Where we were counting all the $100 bills.
What do you mean it's not normal for us to be at Fashion Week for Britches? Oh, no. In this lush hotel.
There
right.
were so many flannel shirts. So many. 1-800-330-9999. What was the job that you had that wasn't worth the money you were paid?
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Chris and Gina. Gina, let's start with you. What's going on?
We're finally opening up our restaurant. It's very exciting, but we're kind of having a disagreement about exactly who we want to hire, and I understand. I mean, Chris has a point that he doesn't want there to be, like, affairs and breakups and dating, but this idea of only hiring male workers in our restaurant is a little odd to me.
Wait a minute. Congratulations first on opening a restaurant during this year. I mean, that's right. Got to be crazy in itself. But so what's going on here? You only want to hire guys for your staff? Is that right, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, we've been in, my family's been in the restaurant business for a long time, and we just found that it keeps the drama down because if you have a mixed staff, then you open it up to problems, affairs, and then who's dating who and arguments and breakups, and there's just so much drama. So I just figure we'll just keep it men and just go from there.
I got to say, I can't remember the last restaurant that I walked in that the entire staff was all men. So I guess that's kind of a statement. I just don't know if it's one that I'd make in public, but that's, I guess. Okay.
Why wouldn't you just hire all women, you know, if you want the job done right the first time?
Wow.
What?
Stop it right there.
Okay, yeah. Just
don't answer that question. Mm-hmm. Don't justify that.
But why all men over all women? What's the difference?
The guys can be a little competitive, but competitive in the right way, where they'll kind of work. Nothing against women, but I've seen it before. They can kind of get a little catty. Catty versus competitive. I'll take competitive.
You were laid a trap right there, and you shouldn't have even answered that question. Mm-hmm. As is a lawyer, I would have objected for that. I get what you're saying. I mean, sometimes it's just a clean kitchen. You don't want to deal with others' drama, right? When you're the boss, Anna, it's enough to schedule people, put people that are good at their job in position to be successful enough to deliver for your clients without there being a problem. Headaches about who's dating who and who doesn't get along with who now because that type of thing is going on in your restaurant, that doesn't seem fun to deal with.
I mean, I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in restaurants. My parents own restaurants. So I'm not saying what you're saying is not valid. It is. I could think of periods over the years where that was always a problem.
Sure.
But I don't think that stops you.
Well, you never kiss anybody at your restaurant because they were all your uncle or cousin.
Well, it's a little bit different. I think you're wrong, to be honest, Chris. I think you're absolutely wrong. And I think what you're doing is setting yourself up for failure. I think your wife Gina's right. But what we can do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you. If you think it's going to avoid drama, then sure, have your waitstaff be all men. But they may see Gina's side too, where that's ridiculous. And, you can just trust adults to behave as adults. And hopefully they will.
Yeah, a little bit of fire on the staff might make your sales actually better. Woo! Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Chris and Gina, husband and wife, are opening up their very first restaurant. They've worked in restaurants their entire life. This is kind of their big dream come true moment. But here's the issue. Chris says that through the years, they've had seen one thing reoccur, is that there's always romance drama between the wait staff when there's men and women. And he has a solution so that won't be a problem at their restaurant. Hire strictly men.
Gina thinks that that's a little bit antiquated and that you really can't control problems as they kind of erupt all over the place anyways. I mean, it's one thing that you could try to eliminate. She's trying to understand his reasoning, but doesn't know if that's the right look for their restaurant.
And looking at the text line, you could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's their restaurant. They can do whatever they want. I wouldn't post it's just for men only, though, but they can hire that way.
It is true.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, well, you know, you control the environment, right? You know,
so. It's illegal. 1-800-330-9999. Sienna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I was a chef at a steakhouse for almost 5 years, and we had mostly male staff. We did have some women there, and I got to tell you, the men fight all the time. The egos get in the way. And everything always ran smoother and more organized when the women were on staff.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the wife's side. First of all, is it even legal to do that? You have to make sure everyone's heterosexual because there could be relationships between males, too. So I don't know how he's going to get the work out that part.
We do have a text here saying discrimination based on sex is literally against the law. So maybe. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I mean, we really needed a texter to tell us that. I think it's 2020.
I'm on the wife's side because the husband definitely is sexist. And if I went to a restaurant and knew that he didn't hire women because they were too catty, I would not go to that restaurant.
I think that we both know that the reason is that there are labor laws is for these particular reasons, right?
Right.
We all understand that.
Yeah.
But more so, I think the bigger thing is that no way can you eliminate all problems of drama or whatever from your staff. You think that you're applying a one rule fits all to everything, and every person and every individual, every situation is different.
I've seen chefs throw down in a kitchen.
Of course.
Right.
It's a high tension job.
And it was never a woman back there. I'm just saying that.
I don't think that women are any better suited than men. You're misrepresenting what I'm saying, which is you're going to have problems no matter what.
Right. When you have a place of business, this is just what happens.
Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Gina, our audience agreed with you. Chris, you're wrong. That's what it comes down to, is that hiring just men isn't going to solve the problems of drama. You're going to have issues no matter what, and you're going to have to trust adults to be adults.
Well, we've already got drama now, so because of this. So there you go.
Thank you so much for having us on your show. I mean, I really needed somebody else to get this perspective. I've been trying to tell Chris, men can be just as dramatic as women.
Well, for the most part, people are going to be running stuff out to the cars, I think, past certain hours, right, pretty soon. So, you know, best of luck anyways with your opening there and managing your staff in general. Like Anna said, there's always going to be one issue or another.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Jennifer. Jamie, come on. They're on.
They're on. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room, Jennifer?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Jen.
All right. We have $3,000 on the line. You got your crew together? You ready to go?
Yes, I got my crew.
All right. Raven's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to go?
I'm ready. We're ready.
Number 1, Harrison Ford has kind words for Sean Connery after his passing, comparing him to his real-life father. What Indiana Jones movie does Sean Connery play Harrison Ford's father?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Number 2, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, and LeBron James were named the biggest voting influencers in the election. Ariana Grande dropped a new album this week. What is it called?
Position.
Number 3, the election is coming down to a few swing states this morning, and that's going to determine who the winner is. They include North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, among others. What is the capital of Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg.
Number 4, Kanye West has conceded but tweeted that he will run again in 2024. How many children do Kanye and Kim have?
I think that's four.
Time's up. What's your final answer?
Four.
And number 5, Duchess Meghan, a.k.a. Prince Harry's wife, made history as the first member of the British royal family to vote for a president in an American election. Meghan Markle is the Duchess of what English county?
What's the English county? Do you know? Meghan?
Time's up.
Oh, sorry.
Final answer? You want to give it to me?
Go ahead. What do you think? Just guess.
St. George?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Okay. I tried. I gave you a little extra. Jennifer got 4 out of 5.
It's pretty good. Seems like it took your time.
All right. Number 1. Harrison Ford has kind words for Sean Connery after his passing, comparing him to his real-life father. What Indiana Jones movie does Sean Connery play Harrison Ford's father?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yes.
Gonna have to try harder than that. Come on.
Number two, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, and LeBron James were named the biggest voting influencers in this election. Ariana Grande dropped a new album this week. What is it called?
Positions.
Yes. Number three, the election is coming down to a few swing states, and it will determine who the winner will be. They include North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, among others. What is the capital of Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg.
I didn't think you'd know that.
I mean, come on, I saw Pennsylvania on TV all last night.
Number four, Kanye West has conceded but tweeted that he will run again in 2024.
Oh, God.
How many children do Kim and Kanye have?
Oh, boy. Okay, wait a minute. They have one, two.
I need a final
don't
answer.
Don't they have three?
Three, no, they have four.
Okay.
You need this last one to tie, otherwise the $3,000 goes to Jennifer.
I'm ready.
Duchess Meghan, a.k.a. Prince Harry's wife, made history as the first member of the British royal family to vote for a president in an American election. Meghan Markle is the Duchess of what English county?
Sussex.
Oh.
Get some. Get some.
Relax. Roll it back, Raven. Jennifer, you guys tied at four. That gets you your Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Jennifer, and I can't be Raven.
I tried, Jennifer. I give you that extra time.
Oh, man. You gave her extra time.
No.